This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Marty said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, have you noticed that over the last couple years, that the spirit of America has gone from bravery, courage, and from "these colors do not run" to "the best that the conservatives have," stating that they're coming for us now? Let me say that again. Have you noticed that the spirit of America has gone from bravery, valor, and courage, and "these colors do not run" to "the best that the conservatives have," where we're hearing outlets, namely the conservative outlets and the professed church in their outlets, stating that they're coming for us. There's nothing we can do. As if to say that there's nothing that 318.9 million people can do. Not to say we need to put our trust in the arm of the flesh, but we still can respond in such a fashion that would please heaven. And that being not outside of Christ, but in Christ, of course. I mean, as if to say that all of us, 318.9 million people armed to the teeth, I just think about the whole country armed to the teeth, and we're led to believe that we can do nothing about what's going on in this country. I mean, a bunch of coward devils with swords in their hands, right? Turning in the day of battle, as it tells us in the book of Psalm chapter 78. You know, it's been said that when valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. Let me say that again. When valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. Folks, you're to close your eyes to reason, and you're called to walk by faith, not by reason, because reason is a true enemy to faith. I mean, Jesus said we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Again, let me say that one more time. When valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. It's self-defeating when you walk by reason and not by faith. I mean, again, when we look at Zechariah 4:6, it tells us, "Not by might, not by power, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." I mean, what happened to the land of the free because of the brave? I mean, folks, I can show you news report after news report on a daily basis of news anchors reporting and preaching from their little deceptive pulpits, from fear and doubt to the masses who are foolish enough to believe the reasonable reports. And furthermore, if you know what's going on behind closed doors, you'll see that they're bought and paid for, and they're useful idiots doing what they're told to do, because if they don't, then they get fired. And so what do you suppose your enemy would do? Well, they're going to push, guess what? Fear. And that, again, not a godly fear. They're going to push not valor, just the opposite. Cowardice and courage, just the opposite. They're going to teach you how to capitulate. They're going to teach you how to throw your hands up in the air and say there's nothing you can do about what's going on in this country. Folks, that is, again, the furthest thing from the truth. Again, what happened to the land of the free because of the brave? I mean, they're magnifying the strength of the enemy rather than magnifying the Almighty on behalf of those who believe. Read Psalm 78 again. Again, when valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. Friends, let me explain. Reason, again, is faith's greatest enemy. And when you walk by reason, you make faith obsolete. Reason is faith's greatest enemy. And when you walk by reason, you make faith obsolete. Just exactly opposite as to what Christ commanded us to do. What is it that overcomes the world, friends? Even our faith. Who do you have your eyes fixed on? I mean, as Christians, and I'm talking to 78% of the people in this country, we walk by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. So the question I would ask you is, where's your faith? Mine is in God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, the God that said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which thou knowest not, Jeremiah 33:3. The God who said that he would show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect by grace towards him, Ephesians 2 as well, 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. And greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father is the promise to those that believe. It's time to prove our God, John 14:12. Furthermore, do you know that we live in very exciting times and we have such an opportunity now in this country to prove who our God is, friends? Because when you look in Scripture, you can see over and over and over again where the patriarchs, their backs are up against the wall, and then the patriarchs and their backs are up against the wall, and then they seek the face of God, and then God answers. They seek the face of God, and then God answers. And why am I saying things twice? Because God had to say Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Samuel, Samuel, Moses, Moses. Men need to be told things twice. America, I need to say things to you 15 years in a row. I mean, it's time for America to stand up and be counted regardless of the circumstance we have in front of us. We have an opportunity, America. We have an opportunity to prove the God of Israel the way those men dared to trust and prove the living God in their time. That blood-bought covenant called the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations. We have an opportunity, America, to prove our God. So I ask, whose report are you going to believe, God's or man's? America, let me say this again. The Chinese have a proverb. It is this. The word is found to be opportunity, or it's going to paralyze us through fear. And what is that word? What is that word? It has two meanings, opportunity or danger. It's crisis. We're in a crisis, America, and we have an opportunity right now when we look at crisis to respond. Even the way the Chinese have, they have enough common sense to see that when they have a mountain in front of them, friends, that it's there only to prove us before God to see if we're worthy of his blessings. America, are you worthy? Because we have an opportunity right now, friends. Don't gloom and doom me. Are you worthy, America? Are you worthy? Because your worthiness is found in the Son of God, not outside of him. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to go up and down sonsoflibertymedia.com to let you know what's going on in your country. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get to earmarks. Where is that word earmarks? Where does it come from? It's defined out in Webster's 1828, to mark by cropping or slitting the ears. I'm going to go to the news across the boards on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to get to earmarks, and it's going to make perfect sense.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, friends. You can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, or to my Twitter account, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, you can do that. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the captain of our salvation. He's also known as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We're kicking hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're establishing power of heaven to outdo, because we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Folks, earmark. To mark by cropping or slitting the ear. What does that mean? That's the definition in Webster's 1828 dictionary, earmark. For those that did not know their history, I just want to lay it down for you just a little bit before I take you over to the East Coast. But do keep in mind that the Webster's 1828 dictionary was written by Noah Webster. When you open that dictionary, there's a big picture, there's a portrait, a drawing of Noah Webster, and it says right under Noah Webster, the author of the Webster Dictionary. By the way, the meanings today have been watered down. They've been revised because the American people have allowed them to rewrite your definition for your words. But going back to what I was originally stating, Webster's 1828, Noah Webster, the portrait on the front of when you first open the book cover, it pops up a picture of him, and it says, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. That's exactly what it says right under it. Interestingly enough, that means taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law so they could understand peace in Jesus Christ. Amen. Just saying. We're going to get to the earmarks of liars so you can understand exactly what I'm saying. I'm putting a little salt on your tongue. Before we get over there, I want to go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, kind of highlight some of the things that are going on, which will bring the two topics together concerning the highlights across the country, and you'll understand why I'm bringing up the word earmarks today. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the United States government holds the American people hostage with the lamestream media in cahoots. I want you to understand what you're seeing through your representatives today is nothing but a doing away, going along with Barack Hussein Obama, who wanted to fundamentally transform America. Do understand your representatives are going right along with the same agenda, with the same propaganda as those that mean to establish the New World Order. And by the way, again, just to show you this is in theory, keep in mind Barack Hussein Obama, before he became the president, mysteriously after 142 days as a senator in Illinois, before he became the president of the United States of America, he was over in Europe calling for a New World Order just like those that preceded him, namely the Bushes and the Clintons. And they want to finish the job, friends. That's why you are the great obstacle, as George Soros said, to the New World Order. America, you are the problem. That's why your representatives are selling you down the river. They want to tear down that Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly images. Are you going to let them do it? We're going to be talking about earmarks in just a couple of moments. You may say, well, Bradley, what does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with it, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The real abusers of women are the Clintons and friends in the abortion cartel. Of course, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton herself said that she admired the likes of Margaret Sanger. Now, we all know who Margaret Sanger is. Margaret Sanger was the one that was responsible for bringing forth something called the Planned Parenthood back in the 20s and the 30s. Adolf Hitler also admired Margaret Sanger, for those that did not know, and so does Hillary Clinton. Margaret Sanger was the one that was responsible for stating that the most merciful thing that a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. Okay? Now, 57 million babies later, or 57 million dead babies later that have been jihaded in the doctor's offices in America, if you want to call them that, the murder clinics through the abortion, because, of course, the government sanctioned murder, and I guess it's okay when they sanction murder. Apparently, the American people have not read the Bible nor the Constitution, because that is illegal in this country. Isn't it interesting? When you think about this, just think about this train of thought for a moment, if you would. Isn't it interesting how all of a sudden everything becomes legal? Homosexuality, Satanism in government to actually honor Satan. They're doing this in Michigan now. Transgenderism. Now they're talking about atheists. I mean, they want to honor all of these groups. Why is it, America, that now all of a sudden it becomes legal when it's been illegal in our country for 220 some years. Why is it now all of a sudden it's legal? Now I can hear somebody out there saying, well, what about slavery? What about this, that, and the other thing? Know what you're talking about before you throw something like that at me. Okay? Because keep in mind, the abolitionists, we know that slavery is an abomination. But understand who our forefathers were and their part in slavery. Many of them were abolitionists, and nobody wants to talk about the abolitionists. Yep. The wrong has been righted. Yes, that's true. But now what we're seeing is the wrong in representative positions in government. They're wronging the rights. And why is it now it's okay to do what's illegal in the sight of God? Well, let me tell you what, it's not, and it never will be, because in the spirit, the law is always at work. It is always perpetual, and God, at the end of the day, friends, is always going to have the last word, rest assured. Furthermore, prove what I tell you by looking to history. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But why is it all of a sudden these things have become okay now? Because corruption in government says it is? No, folks. It means you need to deal with corruption in government. And if you fail to deal with corruption in government, then guess what happens? All of a sudden, that lawless act through lawless representatives now becomes policy. And let's keep those words exactly as to what I just said, because they are not law. I've heard somebody say in the past that everything Adolf Hitler did was lawful. No, it was not. It was illegal. It was the lawless that followed Adolf Hitler to hell to do his biddings for him. I mean, we need to think about what we're being told. Furthermore, keep in mind that the founding fathers were not career politicians, right? They were the outlaws. Read the Declaration of Independence. They were the angry extremists of the day. But these were the names that were called, our forefathers were called by the tyrant named King George. By the way, they were also called terrorists by King George the tyrant across the pond as well. But the founding fathers, they weren't career politicians like what you see today. They were the outlaws, the angry extremists who refused to quietly submit to an elite, as they call themselves, political establishment's oppressive rule over their lives. Friends, never forget that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, DOJ responds to none other than our friend over on the East Coast, Pamela Geller's lawsuit against Twitter, Google, and Facebook. She's bringing a lawsuit because what they're doing, folks, is they are vetting conversation. They are attacking the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And what does that tell us? Well, when we read the Bill of Rights, it says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Keep in mind, the word religion there was used by, it's a word that was used in law, canon law, and it was also brought into our Constitution. And you'll find in just a couple moments that, as a matter of fact, when you read the end of the Constitution of the United States, what does it say? It tells us at the end of the Constitution of the United States, for those that did not know, in the year of 1787, the year of our Lord. Most people did not know that, but going back to the word religion, it's under the umbrella of the Christian faith. And then it goes on, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or stopping or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Remember, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, one of the three founders along with William Blackstone and John Locke. Freedom is found in doing that which is right. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, that being the Christ. Okay? The free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably and lawfully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Pamela Geller is taking it to them, friends, because she understands the price of freedom. And she understands there's freedom nowhere where someone hasn't first laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give us, namely faith, to give us the freedoms in which we have today. Do some due diligence, friends. There is freedom nowhere on this globe where someone hasn't first sacrificed themselves and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to give us the freedoms that we have. That's why, America, you are called the light of the world. When you get a moment, go over to Isaiah 51, verse 4, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. We're going to come back and talk about earmarks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about the DOJ response to our social media lawsuit concerning Pamela Geller, who is suing Facebook, Twitter, and other outlets that are, well, what they're doing is they're barring free speech, friends. In other words, freedom of speech to these people is you say what we tell you you can say, and if you say anything outside of that, then I'll tell you what, we're going to come after you. We're going to censor free speech. See, in their freedom, their version of freedom is lasciviousness. See, and it shows you how foolish that they are. They have mistaken real grace that God has bestowed upon us for lasciviousness. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. I'm trying to show you how they've watered the word down. And what they do is they take freedom and they think you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Hey, folks, freedom does not work that way. If I go out and violate law, what happens? Well, you can tell the cop all you want. You have freedom to do whatever you want to do. But he's going to say, you have freedom to do what you want to do. But the minute you violate this law, you're going to be in trouble because you don't have the freedom to break the law. Exactly right. See how that works, friends? Jesus always spoke in what? The natural, so you can understand what he was teaching you in the spiritual. And we need to understand that freedom is found in doing that which is right before God. Through a work of grace. We're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. We were just highlighting some of the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. New York City election board commissioner admits Dems bus voters around to vote multiple times. Folks, you do need, I know I say this, but you need to understand that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, does not have the support. I just called my wife today. I was doing some errands. And I called her today. I said, I'm seeing stickers. You're seeing stickers and T-shirts. Hillary for prison. I seen a billboard on someone's yard. Hillary for prison. I don't see people voting for her. How is it that she's 11 points above anybody? Remember when she first brought forth her presidential her run and when it first commenced in Iowa? Do you remember, friends, that there was only 14 people that showed up? Where is she creating the support? I want to tell you where. Out of thin air. Because they know the people in this country will be stupid enough to believe what they have to say. Folks, what I'm telling you is true. Do your due diligence. Even when you go to some of these, when they're bumping the stump, folks, concerning their campaigns, and they have these little outings where, you know, people show up and, you know, and I'm not caught up in this dog and pony show, friends, but I do want to tell you, I mean, folks, Bernie Sanders was smoking Hillary Clinton. I mean, he was a communist. You know this, right? He was smoking her. I mean, if she's lucky to have a campaign rally, have 100 or 200 people show up, if she's lucky. And even if you go over to Donald Trump, again, if you're caught up into the dog and pony show, which the establishment has offered you, friends, he's got thousands upon thousands of people that are showing up. How is it that she's beating anybody? It's all bought and paid for. Furthermore, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Democrat candidate for Senate, what did he just tell us? He said that these people, they're admitting that these voters, they're being bussed around, voting around to vote multiple times. Of course they are. And again, friends, just a little history reminder. Joseph Stalin said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. You got to wake up as to what's going on here. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, candidate for Senate. Hillary will use executive order to advance gun control. Folks, either you're going to deal with the tyrants and be ruled by God, or else you're going to disobey God and you're going to be ruled by the tyrant. There's just no in between. Now, in saying that, for sticking to topic here, well, Bradley, I got a question for you. What does this earmarks have to do with anything? Again, earmark, which has everything in the world to do with what I'm talking about right now, is defined in Webster's 1828 as to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. Now, hear me out, because it was some time back, it was just, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, only to reiterate, to reaffirm, and to solidify the message in which I've been preaching to you over the last 15 years. When I was on the East Coast, we were speaking at colleges, churches, radio, and the such. And we traveled through Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and then Pennsylvania. And what's interesting about what I'm telling you here, friends, is when I stopped off at Jamestown, being one, I think we hit 15 different states, but we also went to Jamestown, Virginia, and this was our first stop. And it was interesting to notice when we first entered into the gate, there was a replica of a village that was established by the first settlers to come to this land known as, you know them as pilgrims. Do you know what they were originally called, friends? They were called saints. They weren't called pilgrims, they were called the saints. The revisionists have taken it from saints to pilgrims. And the first thing that I saw was a large church when I got to Jamestown, Virginia. The very first thing, this is what they established, was a church. And when entering that church, you know what the first thing I saw was on the front walls? The two tablets of God's moral law. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. And in between the Ten Commandments, guess what was posted there, friends, in Jamestown? The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And when walking out in the front where the saints first landed at Jamestown, Virginia, it was interesting to know what was written on the back wall. It was Acts 2:39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. How is it that you conservatives, how is it that you people in this country have failed to leave off studying your history? Because everything I'm talking, folks, all the way up until the 50s, that's all you heard on the radios in this country, folks, was Christian music. You would hear the preachers on the radio. And you would hear the choirs, and you would hear people singing Christian songs. So it's not like you got to go back 200 years to find out your history. No, just go back to the 50s and the 40s and the 30s. It's when in the 60s they came up with something the communists did, a version of false love, and the church took on a lawless gospel using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Now look where we're at. It's because they've left off what our forefathers established. And I'm talking about our forefathers' forefathers. Our forefathers' forefathers, right? Yeah. I had to get that one for myself. That was for me. Thank you. But there it is, friends. In Georgetown. The full counsel of God. Acts 20, verse 27. I then traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military. You know what I found over there in Yorktown, friends? Was the victory statue, where it was inscribed. Are you ready for this, all of you atheists? Are you ready for this, all of you communists? Are you ready for this, all those that think you're going to tear down this constitutional republic in which God established? It will never happen. It will never happen. That the United States in Congress assembled, it states, will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and His Most Christian Majesty, and inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency was George Washington, the commander-in-chief of the combined forces of America and France, to His Excellency, the Count de Rocamombeau, commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency, the Count de Grasse, commanding-in-chief the naval army of France in the Shakespeare. Wow! You mean our forefathers were really, and still are, written in stone across the United States of America? We can still identify them by, well, what people called them, namely foreign people. Yes, that's true. It's inscribed in stone all across the country. Hey, folks, His Most Christian Majesty. His Most Christian Majesty. I mean, folks, they said it how many times just in this one inscription? I then set off to Williamsburg, Virginia, where close by where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech. Here's another one of those guys that you're told by the revisionists that just, well, he wasn't a Christian. It's vain, sir, to accentuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. This is during the Revolution. Why stand here we idle? America, I lay that to your candor even now. Why is it that the gentlemen wish? Why? What would they have, those that stand idle? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? God forbid. Forbid it, said Patrick Henry. Almighty God, I know no what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. This was the speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church, March 23rd, 1779. God Almighty. Man, that rings a bell every time I read our founding documents. Every time I go into a Capitol building. Every time I go to Arlington Cemetery, man, I see the Christ everywhere. I see the fingerprints of the Most High God on everything that we are. America, America has wickedly departed from God to take on the likes of reprobates, those that mean to rewrite your history. You have taken the bait. A good portion of you have. A good portion of you have not. And that's why we have an opportunity, and we're making the most out of our opportunity. Just down the street in Williamsburg's were the head and arm restraint stocks. This is where I'm going to get the earmarks, which were located right outside the local courthouse. There was a historian on hand, and she was a reenactment actress who was outside educating the people, right? Educating the people who had questions. One question that was asked was, what is the head and arm restraint stocks for? She said that before and after the Revolution, the local magistrates would administrate ecclesiastical law, Romans 13. Wait a second. She said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates, the representatives who administer the law, would administrate canon law, ecclesiastical law. And folks, when you go into the Capitol buildings across the United States or read your preambles, guess what? Nothing has changed. Why have you?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, final segment. Folks, you know what I was doing? I was thinking during the break. Do you know I have been on the radio for 15 years? 15 years. We have a national radio show. And then outside of that, it goes into 53 other countries. We have an international radio show. We have 57 outlets in the United States. That means I'm on 57 radio stations right now across the United States. 57 radio stations. I have yet to have anybody get on this radio show and to try to dispute what I'm telling you right now. But the narrative through the state-controlled media is constantly attacking this one point. I have noticed over and over and over again concerning American enemies within that attack me, they never do it on the radio. And I also noticed that they attack the one point that they're afraid of losing ground to. They attack the hardest, that which will expose them for who they really are, namely those that say there's lines between church and state. Folks, they attack that more than anything. You know, and it's interesting about this, America, is the fact that you've drank the Kool-Aid. You've taken a good gulp of the Kool-Aid. Now, because you don't believe in God enough, you're allowing your foreign enemies to come in and implement the five pillars of Islam in public schools. See what happens? That's how the enemy takes ground. You know, like, for example, you see all the people in the conservative movement that were afraid to take it to Barack Hussein Obama concerning his 47 different Social Security numbers. His different names, aliases, Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama, which is his Muslim name, so on and so forth. But if you tack his birth record, folks, I'll tell you what, the state-controlled narrative goes crazy on that. And I want to tell you why. They want to, they will attack that more than anything, because America, when you uncover the fact that he is a foreigner, his wife said it, he, folks, I don't know how, what you need, but we can play audio I have in the past that his wife has shared with you that he's a Kenyan born. He's a foreigner. He is not American. But the state-controlled narrative is to zero in on that point more than anything, because they know that when you uncover the fact that he is a foreigner, America, which he is, that means everything, every piece of legislation, which is unlawful, 99% of it literally is unlawful, and it's unconstitutional. It's, folks, it's illegal. It's not applicable here in the United States of America. They know that the minute you uncover the fact that he is a foreigner, which he is, everything that he did through legislation is null and void. That's why they attack that point more than anything. And yet, I'm on the radio, folks. You hear me 6 days a week, an hour every day, 5 days a week, and then 2 hours during the weekend. Where are all those that continuously attack what I'm saying online? They want you to believe the lie. And furthermore, going back to the point of lines between church and state, that is found in Article 52 of the USSR. Your kid is never lost, nor have you ever lost the right to speak out your faith. Never. You never have lost it. You forfeited it. But going on, talking about earmarks of liars right now, you know, it's interesting, because I want to go back to this one point, and then I'm going to finish it up. When this reenactment actress, this historian that was available in Williamsburg, Virginia, when she was asked what is the head and arm restraint stocks for, she said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law, Romans 13. She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms, John 15, 13. Okay? The stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury in court, lie under oath, Revelations 21:8. Now, it's interesting to note as well, the criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months, 1 John 3:4. Okay? A fine would have been paid, and after all of this took place, their head and hands were placed in the stocks for the crimes in public punishment. They would do this publicly. First, what they would do to those that would lie or commit a crime, that would be punished by publicly taking the criminal's ear. They would nail his ear or her ear with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After that hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the stock for another hour. Now, when removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off. And the reason they would do this would mark the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states would understand that the person was not to be trusted. So thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. So they ended with the saying that it was to teach. This is what this historian told us. She said the purpose they would do that, the punishment was severe, because they wanted to teach the person that was violating God's moral law to repent before God so they wouldn't end up in hell. By the way, this might be really hard for people to understand, but do you define love any other way? And I'm not talking about you have to drive a nail through somebody's ear, but I want to tell you what, this is the definition of earmarks. And can you imagine how many politicians today, folks, would be earless if the American people still enforce God's moral law? And furthermore, if they could, they would run from one position to another position to go lie to those other people. They had their ears completely slit off, and everybody already understood what earmarks were. That person is not to be trusted. I mean, folks, the politicians and the representatives, I was highlighting the news from sonsoflibertymedia.com for the very purpose to show you, can you imagine if you still enforced ecclesiastical law concerning the crimes of those that you call representatives? We would see a whole lot of people in pictures with a bunch of earless politicians. And you were taught by your forefathers and through ecclesiastical law not to trust them people. I mean, they would be earless. It'd look pretty funky, but we would know what they're all about. And by the way, they couldn't get away with it anywhere else because, again, they had earmarks. I mean, can you imagine the earmarks that we would again see today in the American church, government or in business, if these laws were still enforced? And also notice the punishment and what the severity that was needed to bring forth the punishment to get people to actually stop committing the act of violating or offending God's majesty. They didn't tolerate it. Look at the severity of the punishment to teach the people not to do it again. It didn't happen in just one day, friends. It wasn't a little slap on the wrist or a little lie told by the state-controlled media and all of a sudden they're let free. They're let go to go do it again. Remember, America's soft judges are creating hardened criminals, and that's exactly what you're seeing today because you've left off God's moral law. The efforts of foolish men today, they are fools for their pains, such again as the modern-day revisionist historians and even professed, uneducated, self-proclaimed Christians who have attempted to recreate America's founding forefathers in an image not of their own. And how many earmarks would there be on the lot of all of the above who are helping to blind blind the up-and-coming generations, which is a curse they will surely bear? I mean, folks, I live in the Minnesota area. I live in Minneapolis, right outside of Minneapolis. And it's interesting to note that in some of these counties, you can go to these museums and you can see their old jail cells. And you know where those jail cells were? They were outside. They weren't there to give them three squares for 20 years before they're judged by a corrupt bureaucracy that makes $64 billion off of your backs, America, like the supposed correctional facilities are making, which they are. It's injustice. These prisons, these little cells are outside because judgment was brought forth the very next day when a crime was committed. The judgment, so they didn't plan on keeping those that were committing crime in jail for very long, and nor were they going to support them, nor were they going to attempt to rehabilitate repeat offenders. No, they were there to send the message to others that if you violate God's moral law, we're going to teach you the fear of God. And what is the fear of God, Proverbs 8? Well, the fear of the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And keep in mind, the Lord said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. And then if you go over to Isaiah 56, he said, blessed is the man that what? Keepeth judgment at all times, for my salvation is nigh to come. Boy, it's amazing. And when we look at his throne, we can understand. Stand in Psalm 97 that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. And then when we go over to the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, it tells us what the scepter of the kingdom of heaven is. Hating lawlessness and loving righteousness. So folks, there you have it. The earmarks of liars. Why don't we bring these back into America today? And I'll tell you, the way we get rid of crime is to enforce God's moral law against all of the people that commit the crime.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.